This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Oscar nominations were announced this morning, and Clint Eastwood's Letters from Iwo Jima is a surprise contender for Best Picture. Dreamgirls had another less pleasant surprise. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Even the most experienced Oscar pundits were shocked when Dreamgirls got 8 nominations but was overlooked for Best Picture. The pundits were equally surprised when Eastwood's film, completely overlooked in earlier awards nominations from Hollywood's influential guilds, was named. Letters from Iwo Jima is a little-seen World War II film in Japanese. The nomination reflects the Academy's great regard for Eastwood, as well as respect for his achievement in making this film and Flags of Our Fathers in the same year. Other nominees in the Best Picture category were Little Miss Sunshine, The Queen, The Departed, and Babel. Another film made on a global canvas, Babel picked up 7 nominations, including Best Director for Alejandro González Iñárritu. He said his film is about the inability to express and receive love.
Which is a big, tragic situation that we are unable, even when all the technology is giving us so many tools to communicate, we are unable to do that in the most intimate ways, you know, with our husband and wife and kids, and even the countries and cultures are struggling with that same thing.
Iñárritu is one of a trio of celebrated Mexican directors, and all 3 were nominated in various categories. Iñárritu had multiple nods for Babel. Guillermo del Toro was recognized for Best Foreign Language nominee Pan's Labyrinth, and Alfonso Cuarón was named for writing and editing Children of Men. Iñárritu was pleased that all 3 were named.
The Academy is acknowledging the fact that the world is becoming a cultural orgy, that the community of world filmmakers are trying to take advantage of the universal power of cinema and putting stories about humanity and transcending our limitations, our border, and our provincial way of thinking.
For Best Director, the Academy named Iñárritu, Eastwood, and Stephen Frears for The Queen. Paul Greengrass got a surprise nomination for United 93.
I was very surprised, actually. I didn't even know it was today, to be honest.
Greengrass acknowledged that many doubted Academy members would be willing to watch his film, given its difficult subject matter.
I personally do believe passionately that cinema has to engage with the world. It has to deal with the way the world is.
This has also turned out to be a strong year for African-American actors. The Best Actor category includes Forrest Whitaker and Will Smith. Best Supporting Actor pits Eddie Murphy against Jaimin Hansu. And Jennifer Hudson is considered a favorite in the Best Supporting Actress category for Dreamgirls. A frontrunner in the Best Actress category is Helen Mirren for The Queen. Mirren said she had concluded she wasn't likely to receive this type of recognition. Yes, she's been nominated before, but...
Very often, and years that I've been nominated, they sort of say, well, it's very difficult to find any good performances this year. Intimating that they're scraping the bottom of the barrel in nominating me.
Mirren will find out whether this is her year when the Academy announces the winners on February 25th. Kim Masters, NPR News.